Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, wide thy mouth believing. This my covenant word I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving. And what follows? Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Jeremiah 32, and we shall read the verses 1 through 25. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Jeremiah 32, the first 25 verses. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. For Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, Wherefore dost thou prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give the city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. And he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith the Lord. Though ye fight with the Chaldeans, ye shall not prosper. And Jeremiah said, The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, Hanameel the son of Shelem, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, Buy thee my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hanameel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. And I bought the field of Hanameel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it and took witnesses and weighed him the money in the balances. As so I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Barak, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanameel, mine uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Barak before them, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this is and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. And now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Barak, the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them, the great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name, great in counsel and mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, which is set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day, and has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders, and with the strong hand, and with the stretched out arm, and with great terror, and has given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold the mounts. They are come unto the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it because of the sword and of the famine and of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken has come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, It is for the second time on the third Lord's Day of this newly begun year that the doors of thy house have been opened, and we hope that thou wast granted traveling mercies to all in the midst of the fog. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou dwell richly amongst us? Bless what was read and heard in this morning, and may it please thee to remember us in this evening with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. May it please thee to look upon us and our children, poor sinners, and the Son of thine eternal love, Lord, that is our only hope. And may it be by thy Spirit, by thy grace, may it be our expectation. And thou wast promised in thy word that thy word shall not return void unto thee. And to that end we humbly ask thee, may thy word be blessed for the conversion of sinners, our boys and girls, our youth, the middle-aged, younger and older ones, and also our elderly ones. There is that one thing needful, and then we are given to see how quickly our time goes, where we have just begun the new year, and already the third Sabbath day thou was given, Lord. Wilt thou grant those holy exercises, quicken us, bring us out of darkness, when we are still dwelling in that Egyptian darkness, with no true and lively impression of divine realities. May in this evening hour, may sons and daughters be born in Zion, where we are called upon to speak of thee, the creator of the heavens and of the earth, where we may be given to see what a great and almighty God thou art, that thou art such a wonder-doing God. And may it by the work of thy Spirit, may it become the true need, that mighty, that just, but also that merciful God, that he may be our God. And that is only possible, the work of a triune God, the work of the Father, the work of the Son, and the work of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Spare that we build not upon sandy foundations, and do remember thy people, oftentimes, that they are given to pray with that Father of old, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Wilt thou grant those further leadings concerning the mysteries of salvation, but grant those special times in their lives when they may be given to behold the Father, the Creator of the heavens and of the earth, when they may be given to behold thy handiwork, as it was with the psalmist of old, when I considered the heavens, the moon, the sun, and the stars, the work of thy fingers, Lord, what is man, that thou wert mindful of him, and the son of man, that thou visitest him. To that end, may it please thee by thy Spirit to richly bless thy holy word in the church on the Sabbath day, during the week with the manifold labors, in the midst of the family circles, and in the midst of our Christian school. Remember all those that labor therein, and do continue to grant traveling mercies. Lord, we commend thy church unto thee, the established churches. Remember all thy truly called servants. Remember the widows of thy servants. Also the widow of thy servant who has served us for many years, where surely her thought shall multiply. Wilt thou remember her in the climbing of her years? Oh, we commend her unto thee for body and soul, and return us safely in this week to her place of residence. Lord, remember the student also in this day. We commend unto thee the persecuted church, the Jewish nation. Wilt thou remember mission work, our mission field? Remember thy servants, the team, and remember him with his wife and children in due time when they hope to travel to the mission field. Oh, there can be so many mountains, but wilt thou grant tokens that thou knowest of them, tokens of thy confirmation, and that it may be for the purpose of all purposes. Lord, remember the many needs in our midst. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children to the grave and other loved ones. Oh, do continue to uphold them. Remember the elderly ones in the evening of their life. Remember our Bethesda, their residents, those that may care for them, those that may still go in and out. And do remember all the sick and afflicted ones. Ah, the troubles of the body and the troubles of the mind. It is all known unto thee with many cares and with many fears. Ah, grant that special place at thy footstool. Oh, may it be granted under those circumstances what the psalmist of old has declared, when my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. Ah, Lord, may the callings, may they be sanctified. We cannot remain the same, either a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death. Ah, to that end the necessity of the work of thy Holy Spirit. Remember the handicapped. Remember the crosses and the burdens. We commend unto thee relatives, sick relatives. The different circumstances are known unto thee. Lord, do bless and remember the family circles. Remember the nations of the earth, also our poor nation. Then we commend unto thee our leaders federally and provincially. Ah, may it please thee to open their eyes, that they may be given to see, when there is no bowing of the knees, when there is no opening of thy holy word. Ah, may it be granted, and that thy word may be blessed, for then there shall be a holy zeal, that our nation may return unto thee and thy institutions. Ah, Lord, in these solemn times, wilt thou remember us and our children, that it may please thee to bless us with a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon young and old. Lord, we humbly ask thee in this evening for thy gracious help. Ah, do open thy word, and that with freedom and liberty we may be given to declare who thou art, what we stand in need of, and the wonderful works of the Lord. May we be given to speak as a dying man to a dying people, oh, a holy urgency, because, Lord, we need to be born again. We are traveling to a never-ending eternity, where there shall be a beginning, but where there shall never be an end. And what an awful thought it is, under such a precious truth, law and gospel, the wonders of the Lord proclaimed, and then to hear that thou would not, to die unconverted, and then to spend an eternity in hell, to curse thee, O Lord. Wilt thou convert us and our children, as thou hast converted all thy people, that we may be prepared? Ah, it is true, it is but a small beginning, but a little beginning, with that vehement desire to praise thy great and worthy name, and then for thy true people, oh, at the day of their death, then they shall be taken into heaven, in the multitude of the holy angels, the saints, in the presence of a triune God, ah, Lord, wilt thou then remember, wilt thou bless us, forsake and leave us not, wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 37, the four stanzas. The spacious heavens declare the glory of our God. The firmament displays his handiwork abroad. And what follows, Psalter 37, the four stanzas. Beloved congregation, we have read together out of the prophet Jeremiah of very solemn and distressing times, where King Nebuchadnezzar with his army has besieged Jerusalem, and that soon the time would come that it would be conquered, that it would be destroyed, and that many would be led into captivity. And then we have heard that the prophet Jeremiah, on account of the enmity, because Jeremiah has brought the words of a sender in all faithfulness, and has declared unto that people that if they would not truly repent and turn unto the living God, that they would be taken into captivity by King Nebuchadnezzar. Then it is evident that they have still given Jeremiah, Zedekiah, and the princes, that he still had a certain liberty, that he was not confined to a dungeon or to a cell, but that he may still be in that court. And O congregation, then we would think that when the evidence was so visible, when the city of Jerusalem was being besieged, that the king and the princes would have said, "Oh, Jeremiah, we have refused to listen to thy words. And now it is becoming evident, oh, it seemed, that they still had a false hope, that the Lord would not allow the city to be taken. But we would think they would have been honest and said, 'Prophet, you may now be free.' But now we have heard that Hanameel, the cousin of Jeremiah, the Lord has related the same to the prophet, that he has come and asked Jeremiah to buy a field in Anathoth, a little village, the birthplace of the prophet, that he would buy the same. And we have heard it, that he has purchased that field for 17 shekels of silver, and that it was weighed publicly to evidences, one for his private, that he would keep it, and the other one that would be kept in the archives. And then what that was for Jeremiah. With the city besieged, he is prophesied that the children of Israel would be taken into captivity, but now be given to believe that they would return at the Lord's appointed time. And to that end, by faith, then he has purchased that property. And then in verse 17, then we read that a Jeremiah has come into the need, because, oh, Jeremiah, does it now make sense when the army of Nebuchadnezzar is around Jerusalem, when you have prophesied that the city would be taken, that the people would be taken into captivity, does it now really make sense to purchase a property? All for those that labor in the Lord's vineyard, then oftentimes they are given to examine what they are given to bring. And now for a Jeremiah, he has come in the need. He has come on his knees, and then he has prayed unto the Lord. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Then the prophet Jeremiah was given to speak of the almight of the Lord, that the Lord was the creator of the heavens and of the earth, and that for the Lord there is nothing impossible, and to that end, that a time would come that the captives may return, that they would plant the fields, that they would tend to their vineyards, concerning that faith, concerning an almighty creator of the heavens and of the earth, we are called to speak of in this evening with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism and there of Lord's Day 9. Question 26. What believest thou when thou sayest, I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth? Answer, that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth, with all that is in them, who likewise upholds and governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence, is for the sake of Christ his Son, my God and my Father, on whom I rely so entirely that I have no doubt but he will provide me with all things necessary for soul and body, and further, that he will make whatever evils he sends upon me in this valley of tears turn out to my advantage, for he is able to do it, being Almighty God, and willing, being a faithful Father. A Lord's Day 9 speaks of, I believe in God the Father, Maker of heaven and earth, with three thoughts in the first place. The Almighty Creating Father. Secondly, the Almighty Reconciled Father. And in the third place, the Almighty Trusted Father. I believe in God the Father, Maker of heaven and earth, the Almighty Creating Father, the Almighty Reconciled Father, and the Almighty Trusted Father. Thus first, the Almighty Creating Father. Then in this evening hour, then we are called upon to consider the first article of the 12 articles called the Apostolic Creed. Concerning the 12 articles, then history seems to imply that it is a development of a confession that heathens, Gentiles have made when they were to be baptized, that they were given to confess, I believe in God the Father, I believe in God the Son, and I believe in God the Holy Ghost. And then in the centuries following, then it seems that those articles have been further formulated also against errors that have come into the church. And we can trace the 12 articles as we have them today to the 6th century. Then these 12 articles, they are confessed by the Christian church that believeth in the Trinity, also by the Roman Catholic Church, and to that end, it is necessary that they are explained according to the word of God. Concerning creeds, then we may never place them above God's word or on an equal plane, but always subordinately to the word of God. And then we have heard in the past Lord's Day that these articles are divided into three parts, as we read in answer 24. The first is of God the Father and our creation. The second of God the Son and our redemption. The third of God the Holy Ghost and our sanctification. And now in Lord's Day number 9 and Lord's Day number 10, it speaks of the work of the Father. When we read of the Father in the scriptures, then sometime it refers to the whole essence of God. Other places, many places, then it refers to the first person of the divine essence. Also the Lord Jesus Christ in Isaiah 9 verse 6 is called the everlasting Father, to declare his providential kingship over his children and over his church. What believest thou when thou sayest, do you hear, congregation? That is the question in this evening. Does not ask what does the church believe, but what dost thou believe? Thus that refers to each boy and girl, to each one in this evening hour. What dost thou believe concerning the first article of the Apostles' Creed? What believest thou? Is that ever our question, congregation? Too many times we examine ourselves. What do I really believe? Go to church. We hear it. We read God's word in the family circles. But do we ever examine our hearts and our lives? What do I now really believe? Do I believe what is written in God's word concerning his wonderful creation? Concerning our deep fall, concerning that sentence of death, concerning the proclamation of that precious gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the way to the Father by the work of the Holy Spirit. Do I really believe that I must die? That I am traveling to eternity, that I need to be born again, because without that new birth shall be so terrible, congregation, to appear before our Maker. How has it been? The first 2 weeks, it is already the 15th of January, nearly one half of the first month of the year 2023 has run its course. And how has it been? Have there been exercises concerning divine realities, concerning God, who He is, the Creator, the Upholder, in the way of providence? What believest thou? What answer must we give, congregation? Then our life, our exercises, our prayers, they shall give an answer. What we really believe, whether it is only historical faith or whether it has really become true in our life. Because in this evening hour, we hope to hear of that great Almighty God who has created the heavens and the earth out of nothing, and who upholds the same until this very moment. Should it then not be our concern, young and old, that that great God, by his free and sovereign grace, by the work of the Spirit, that he may be our God, then we have everything, then we can live, and then we can die. And then we read that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord's Day number 13, then we hope to hear of the sonship of the Son. Thus we shall not explain it too broadly in this evening hour, but that the eternal Father, boys and girls, before the world was created, there was nothing, only darkness. But there was God. He is from eternity, something we cannot fathom, boys and girls. Those are matters that old people cannot also understand. Then before the world was created, a million years before, there was only God. And so we can continue. Thus the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Christ has spoken so often of his Father, of his Father's kingdom, his Father's business, Father's glory, Father's pleasure, Father's house, Father's name, Father's will, his Father's hand, and his Father's commandments. Are we also busy with those matters? With the things of the Lord. And now our first thought, the Almighty Creating Father, the Eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth with all that is in them. Then in the scriptures, those words, making and creating, they are used interchangeably. And our children know what it is to create. We can make something. A carpenter can make and build a house when he has material. And your mother can bake a cake when she has ingredients. But if we have nothing, then we cannot make anything. But the Lord, by his almighty power, out of nothing, he has created the heavens and the earth. And in the economy of the Trinity, then the work of creating, and then that is especially ascribed to the Father. But it does not exclude the Son and the Holy Ghost. Because already in Genesis 1 verse 2, we read that the Spirit moved upon the face of the earth. And in Genesis 1, the verses 26 and 27, and God said, let us make man in his image after our likeness. Thus then he is given to speak of the three divine persons. In Psalm 33 verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. And in John 1, the first verses, their creation is also ascribed to the Son. But in the scriptures, especially ascribed to the Father. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and of earth. In former generations, before the 1800s, it is true, here and there, there were people that came with the thought that everything has evolved. We call that evolution, where man refuses to ascribe to the Lord that he has made this amazing, the heavens and the earth, and that especially ascribed to Charles Darwin, who has lived in the 1800s, has died in 1882. And they tell us that that man, when he was younger, he was a religious boy, even to study to become a minister. And he has turned away from the scriptures and has brought forth that assumption of evolution. He has written a book. It seems that the changes come in the life of Charles Darwin when his beloved daughter of 12 years, when she became sick and she died. And Charles could not bow under it. And then he went on to a trip. He was given to see wonderful things. And then he has come to that doctrine of evolution. In his book, 300 times it is written, it is reasonable to assume. Thus it is only a theory, congregation. We do not have a theory, but we have. Thus saith the Lord. In Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and of the earth. And there it is declared, I believe in God the Father, comma, Almighty, comma, Maker of heaven and earth. Those commas are placed for a special purpose, that the work of creation, that there is not only manifested the power of God, but that his all might is shown in all his works. And now concerning that precious truth, that the Lord has created the heavens and the earth, and where there are so many people, oh, it is foolishness. When you ask the evolutionist about our eyes, how it is possible that such a wonderful creation could just come to pass, then they shall admit that they are perplexed. Oh, ask fathers and mothers when the Lord may bless them with the birth of a little child. The psalmist in Psalm 139 verse 14 has declared, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And now that much of our society believes in evolution, that has great effects upon our society, because when there is no creator, when we have evolved from animals, from a monkey. You would think it's nothing to be proud of. But then, there is no creator. Then we do not have God's law, so we may do what we want. Because once we no longer have a law, a guideline, then man is given over to himself. If we are not created, then we have not a soul. And there is not an eternity, then it shall be. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Can also be with church people, that we live in such a way, with so little thought of that great creator of the heavens and of the earth, and that we try to put those thoughts to the side, and that we only live for the things of time and sense shall never make us happy and blessed, congregation. But an evolutionist, then it shall also be the survival of the fittest, and then there shall be abortion, and also euthanasia, that comes from two Greek words that means a happy death. And of course, congregation, boys and girls, you can understand it. At her death, we can only be blessed and happy when we may experience the wonderful things of the Lord. And then we see also in our country, in 2016, then euthanasia that has been legalized. That has also happened in the state of California. We have about the same population, and they tell us that in California, there have nearly been 500 that have been put to death. But in Canada, in the year 2021, they tell us 10,000. Then we see how far our country has departed from the Bible and from biblical truths. May the Lord have mercy. Our second thought, the Almighty Reconciled Father. We have mentioned those commas. I believe in God the Father, comma, Almighty, comma, Maker of heaven and earth. Those commas imply that almighty work of the Lord, that it does not only refer to his creation and to his providence, but that it refers to all his work, also to recreation. When the Lord has created the world, there was no resistance. We read in Genesis 1, 10 times that the Lord spake the world into being, and God said, but now with recreation, for a sinner, as I read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, to become a new creature in Christ Jesus, then what a resistance. And now our instructors, also in this Lord's Day, each time by renewal, then it is the desire of the instructors to extol the works of free and sovereign grace, that one thing needful, and to that end, before the instructors are given to speak about that trusting and that relying in God the Father, then they have first spoken of that one thing needful. And why have the instructors done that? That we deceive not our poor souls for eternity. because we hope to hear of trials, difficulties, and then when we are under the truth, then there shall all be times, right, congregation, all different times, that there are those times that we shall be given to see the hand of the Lord's providence, answers upon prayer, the Lord's sparing hand, times that we may say this is now the finger of the Lord. But then the instructors, they are impressing, oh, when the Lord works, then we shall experience much of the providence of the Lord. And then what a comfort, also the all might of the Lord becomes unto us. What a comfort that is for the church, when at times they may be given to behold and to be given to believe that the Lord has created everything out of nothing. Oh, that Almighty God, that is a pillar for the faith of the church. Oh, think of an Abram in Genesis 15 when he was given to ask the Lord after the Lord has said, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. But then in Abram, oh, he had a riddle. He had an unanswered prayer, an unfilled promise. And then he said, Lord, but that my servant is Eliezer, he shall be my heir. And then the Lord has said unto Abram, look now up in the sky in that dark night. And then all those twinkling stars, the creation of the Lord. And then in Abram was given to believe that for the Lord nothing was impossible. We read in Romans 4 verse 21, being fully persuaded that what the Lord has promised, he was able to perform. Oh, what a pillar. Oh, in Genesis 17 verse 1, and Abram, then the Lord has said, I am the Almighty God, but that we deceive not ourselves. Answers upon prayer, special dealings in providence by itself, they are not sufficient to appear before our Creator. Then we need the work of the Lord, the work of the Spirit, glorified in our hearts. And that is what our instructors, they have included after the declaration that the Lord has created everything out of nothing. And then before they are given to speak of those special dealings, that trust, that relying, then they are given to speak of the saving of the soul. Let us first sing. Psalter 400, the stanzas 4-7. Heaven and earth the Lord created, seas and all that they contain. He delivers from oppression, righteousness he will maintain, and what follows. Psalter 400, the stanzas 4-7. is for the sake of Christ, his Son, my God and my Father. That is necessary for each and every one of us traveling to that never-ending and all-decisive eternity. How is it now possible that a lost child of Adam can make that precious statement? Because through our deep fallen Adam, we have turned our back upon the Lord to never return. And Christ, in John 8 verse 44, has declared that the devil has become our father. That is possible in the first place because of the Father's election, a sovereign act of the Father, that he has chosen out of the whole human race those who must and shall be saved, the work of a triune God. That belongs to the secret things of the Lord. The Lord has given us his revealed will. And in that will, it is declared, it is commanded by the King, that we must seek the Lord while he is to be found, and to call upon him while he is near, with those added promises that those seekers and those seekers, they can find their life declared in the Word of God, and they shall experience that seeking is already so precious and so sweet. But with that seeking, they are a sinner still, and they need to receive the pardoning of their sins. Then in the second place, then the instructors have stressed, for Christ his Son's sake, where that church has been purchased by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, to give satisfaction to the Father. In the third place, then the church, my God and my Father, then it is by regeneration, by the quickening work of the Spirit, where the church receives those new desires, those new longings. Oh, it can seem that everything becomes new. And then it becomes their concern. Oh, they learn what a sinner they are. They learn that they stand outside. But now in that regeneration, then they are given to make that precious choice. When we read what the instructors have written, my God and my Father, then we read of the further leadings. But of that statement, my God, Ruth, at the border of Judah and Moab, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Then it is in the way of choice and in the way of desire. And the Lord has a people upon the earth, where that has become their vehement need, their desire, their longing. Oh, they learn that without my God and my Father, then it is not well. But in the further way, oh, concerning the marks of grace, the promises in God's word, for the blessings for that people, where the Lord has begun, only think of the Beatitudes, but not only in the way of a refuge taken faith, but also in the way of assurance. All the instructors, they are given to speak of the essence of faith, the assurance of faith, for which the child of God must strive after. When we think of my God and my Father, oh, think of a Thomas. Then 8 days after the resurrection, when the resurrected Lord has appeared, and when he has addressed himself unto Thomas, and where he was given to see those pierced hands, the pierced side, oh, the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he was given to say by true saving faith, my God and my Father. Concerning my Father, when the Lord works, then they are given to experience his fatherly providence, the Father's wonders, the Father's care. But now concerning that state, my Father, then we speak of the judicial Father's sentence, acquittal, that he acquits a sinner for the sake of his beloved Son. Then I read concerning Father in Romans 8, the sealing work of the Holy Spirit, where the church may say, Abba, Father. And now concerning that rich statement, the wonders of grace, concerning my God and my Father, I read into John, that the old apostle is given to speak of children in grace, young men and fathers in grace, and they are all children of the Father. But then the necessity of those further leadings, same in a family circle, when a little child is born, then they are just as much a child of father and mother as an older one. And those little ones, they receive more care, more on the lap, can multiply it out. Of course, they also cry much. That is a sign of those true children, that they are given to hunger after the sincere milk of the word. But they are all children of the Father. Our third thought, the Almighty trusted Father. Then in the remainder of this answer, then the instructor already is given also to refer to the providence of the Lord. And now concerning the exercises of faith, concerning God's creation and God's providence, and then they are not separated, but they must be distinguished. Concerning God's creation, to give an example, boys and girls, when we may see the beautiful, the shining sun in the sky, that speaks of God's creation. And what a blessing it is when there may be those times that we may be given to adore his wonderful creation, the birds, the plants, a flower, also the creation of mankind. And now concerning the providence, that is the upholding and the governing of all things that shall continue to the end of the world. Thus concerning the last part of this answer, the Lord willing, we shall combine it with the next Lord's Day, but only a few words concerning that Almighty Father, the exercise of faith, for he is able to do it, being Almighty God. and willing, being a faithful father. Are there times that we are exercised with those two words, able and willing? There can be times concerning that faith that it is so strong that a child is given to believe that the Lord can do all things. Whatever the difficulty, whatever the perplexity, that for the Lord nothing is impossible. Exercised, able. But then the question, shall he be willing? And then a further question, am I now partaker of that statement of the instructors that for the sake of Christ, his Son, that God is my God and my Father? Are their souls struggling therewith? Also, when there are difficulties, also prosperity. Oh, then in prosperity that such a soul is given to say, Lord, if I am not one of thine, then all thy blessings and all thy goodness, they shall have to rise up against me in judgment. And in the way of trials and difficulties, then it is not thy fatherly chastising hand, but then it is thy punishment. Then the prayer, Lord, wilt thou now grant me a sure token, an assurance that I am one of thine, and our sins need to be pardoned. The necessity by renewal, this Lord's Day is stressing the necessity that we come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God for the pardoning of our sins. The Almighty Creator. There is a special text in the Bible, boys and girls. Hope you all know that text and that you have memorized it. What is that text? What does it say about our Creator, what we must do? Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. What does that include? That we know our Creator. That we study the word of the Creator. Are given to adore his attributes. That we are given to thank the Creator for all the precious gifts which he so liberally grants. And that by the grace of God, that we are reconciled with our Creator through the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does Solomon say by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? When must we now remember our Creator? We all know the answer. Now, this evening. Perhaps it shall be too late, later in this week, if the Lord shall remove us by the hand of death. Thus remember now, it is true in the days of our youth, but that word now, that comes to each and every one of us. To that end, may the prayers be multiplied for the loving, the irresistible work of the Holy Spirit, and that this first article that it may receive special meaning, become exercised therewith, the way of creation and providence, but also concerning that statement, for the sake of Christ his Son, become my God and my Father, then we are blessed. The psalmist has said in Psalm 146, the verses 5 and 6, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, who keepeth truth forever. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we may thank thee that thou wast given the third Lord's Day of this newly begun year, and that thou wast yet given a few words to speak, and our Lord, may they be blessed. Well, thou be the after preacher. May we be given to examine each of our hearts, and may we come on our knees for ourselves, for our family circles, and for the congregation, that thou may do a great work amongst us, convert what is unconverted, and wilt thou remember thy people. We may commence the third week of this newly begun year, our Lord. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou care for us, wilt thou watch over us in the home, on the way, at work, at school, wherever we are called to be. Remember the students that study in institutions of higher learning. A word is not declared that thou art the creator of the heavens and of the earth. Lord, wilt thou keep them? Wilt thou keep from harm and danger? Wilt thou keep from sin and temptation? May it please thee to bring us together for a weekday service. Grant a prayer for one another. Wilt thou now bring us safely to our dwellings in the midst of the fog? Wilt thou watch over us in this night and pardon us of all of our sins? In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 254, and we shall sing the stanzas 3 and 4. Oh, come, and let us worship now before our Maker. Let us bow. We are a sheep, and he our God. He feeds our souls in pastures broad. 254, only the stanzas 3 and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.